This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Live younger, look younger, feel younger at GCNLife.com.
If you don't want to hear real facts on social and political issues, then stop listening now. Otherwise, stay right here for real issues, real facts, with real people.
Accelerate your culturalization of America.
But when the Dems use the argument that we're all immigrants, that, you know, I want to turn into the Tasmanian devil with two clubs in my hand and clear the roof. They were immigrants that came here because they wanted to be here. They wanted to learn the American. They wanted the American dream. You cannot get the American dream speaking Spanish.
Fat, drunk, and stupid is no way to live your life, so.
I'm going to deal with topics and issues that will make you think, make you mad, maybe even get you a little embarrassed. Don't go anywhere. The lines are open. You can reach me at 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563.
You're all so stupid, and you take lessons.
You're despicable.
To the Real Side with Joe Messina. I'm your guest host, Kimberly Marin. We are live on Facebook and at our website, therealside.com. There's a chat room on the website, or you can hang out on the Facebook free feed and comment on the topics we are talking about of the day. And if you want to call in before our first guest, you can call 855-732-5563. Now, I don't know about all of you, and I'm pretty sure it's the same everywhere in the country, but is it like there's a full moon everywhere across the country, and it's probably going to be up for the next couple of weeks until November 6th? Because people have gone crazy. I mean, it is just a madhouse. You're getting the ads, you're getting the flyers, you're getting the phone calls, you're getting the door knocks. You're getting everything all coming at you at once. And, of course, they all expect you to want to vote for them. They all have their hands out for their votes. And then, of course, you have some who are lying, Democrats, lying about their actual policies and what they believe in. You know, I don't know about where all of you are. I'm sure there's different policies at the state level anyway that people are talking about. I know in New Hampshire we have a woman running for governor who's pushing family medical leave, and she has that nitwit Kirsten Gillibrand coming to support her next week. Her family medical leave is actually an income tax on all workers in New Hampshire. Of course, she doesn't tell anyone that because she doesn't want to tell them how it will be paid for, but that's exactly what it is. They tried passing it last year and we knocked that aside. And just for those of you who don't know, we don't have an income tax in New Hampshire. In fact, we don't have a sales tax either. And we kind of like it that way. But, you know, she's trying to pull at the heartstrings. Oh, everyone needs family medical leave. And it's really an income tax on every single New Hampshire worker, whether you want family medical leave or not. Honestly, if you want family medical leave, find an employer who offers it. It's one of the benefits that many employers offer to get better employees. That's why they call benefits. But, you know, Democrats just want government to control everything and create more and more and more and more entitlement programs. And I'm pretty sure that's everywhere around the country, not just in New Hampshire. But it's good to really pay attention right now. I mean, you probably should have already been paying attention, and you maybe are sick of it, because I know I'm sick of it. I was sick of it a few months ago. But now's when regular people, not you all listening, because you all are paying attention to what's going on, obviously, if you're listening to this show. But it's now's the good time where you engage your friends, your family, your neighbors. And you talk about them, you know, talk about what's going on with them. Talk about the people who are running in your state for your local elections. Because really, I know I've said this a gazillion times, guys, but you gotta get out and you gotta vote. The local elections are even more important than the federal, because local elections are where local politics is where most of your laws are made that affect you on a personal level. Local elections are where people really actually can talk to their politicians or elected officials, usually, depending on what state you live in, of course. But it's extremely, extremely important to engage people. Let them know the truth, you know, and if they're iffy about what you're saying, just send them to where they can find out the truth. You know, don't believe me. Go ahead and verify. Yes, it's true. Democrats across the country want to put massive gun control in place. I'm pretty sure that's no different anywhere if the lunatics are trying to do it in New Hampshire after we just became a constitutional carry state a couple of years ago. So I'm pretty sure that's across the board. All Democrats want to push massive gun control. That's huge. There's no need for it. It does nothing to make anyone safer, and it will hurt law-abiding citizens, and in some cases, turn law-abiding citizens into actual criminals. So that's a huge issue, one that needs to be stopped. And that's what I'm going to be talking about with my guests coming up after the break, because you all know how much I love the Second Amendment and my rights as a woman and as an American. But those are the kind of things you can talk to your friends and family about. Did you know that this, you know, Democrat wants to do X, Y, and Z, wants to take your rights away or infringe upon your rights in this certain way? Or maybe they want to put in huge government programs because that's another favorite thing of Democrats. You know, right now we have low unemployment across the country. I'm pretty sure most states are pretty good with unemployment. And they, you know, Democrats will get in there and they'll just put more regulations and increase taxes or whatever and make it worse. We had 8 years under Obama, remember? Don't forget that. Don't forget about that because it wasn't very nice. The great thing, you know, the unemployment numbers are, you know, fishy the way they calculate them. They've been doing it for a while. But we now know that there are actually more people working. It's not just people out of the workforce altogether. More people are actually working. And that's super important because it's an employee's market right now. And so employees can demand higher wages. It's just hard for employers to find employees. So we're going to be back after the break. Don't go away. And we're going to be talking with Bob Clegg, who is a former New Hampshire state senator and board member of ProGun New Hampshire. And we're going to be talking about gun control, Democrats, and why you need to vote red. Don't go away.
Stock market up, stock market down. Gold, silver, stocks, bonds, Bitcoin, real estate, cash and coffee cans. How can I protect my money? Recently, 20 billionaires have come out saying the market will correct. It has to. In 2007, warnings from the Bank of International Settlements about the impending market adjustment went unheeded by many. The bank is making those same predictions again, but my friends over at Landmark Capital can help. Joe Messina here, host of The Real Side with Joe Messina. David Fisher and his team can guide you through the different investment opportunities that would be right for you. Whether it's precious metals, stocks, bonds, real estate, cryptocurrency, or just burying cash in the backyard, let David and the people at Landmark Capital help. No sales pressure. They can tell you in short order if they can help. Give them a call at 844-715-7311. 844-715-7311. Get the free newsletter by signing up at landmarkgold.com or call now, 844-715-7311.
Let's talk tough. Let's talk comfort. Let's talk about down-home value. Made in the USA blue jeans, like you wore as a kid. Remember?
There's a place down in Tennessee where they make blue diamond gusset jeans. They sew pride in every stitch. Guarantee you love the way they fit. They put a diamond gusset in the crotch where you need it most. Blue Diamond Gusset's got it. Others
cornerstone.
For good old-fashioned comfort, get Diamond Gusset Jeans. Every stitch guaranteed. And our Defender motorcycle jean comes Kevlar reinforced. See them at GUSSET.com. That's Gusset.com. Or call 888-848-7738. That's 888-848-7738. Diamond Gusset Jeans got it. Others don't.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, the inventor of My Pillow, and like all of you out there, I have problems sleeping. Pillows would go flat, I would flip-flop all night long, I would wake up with a sore neck, maybe a headache, or feel like I needed a nap even though I slept 8 hours. When I invented My Pillow, I wanted it to where you could move the patented fill to give you the exact support you need as an individual, regardless of sleep position. My Pillow will get you into that deep REM sleep faster, and you will stay there longer. It's not about how much time we spend in bed, it's about how much of that quality sleep we get. I do all of my own manufacturing right here in the United States. I have a 10-year warranty. You can wash and dry My Pillow, and I give you a 60-day money-back guarantee, so you have nothing to lose. And here's my best offer ever. You can buy one of my pillows and get one absolutely free.
Go to MyPillow.com or call 800-870-0305 and use promo code GCN. That's MyPillow.com or 800-870-0305 with promo code GCN.
In these uncertain times, it makes sense to have a sustainable backup method to cook food and boil water. If your current plan includes using a fuel-burning stove or cooking over an open fire, then there's a much better way. The Minuteman Rocket Stove is a biomass-burning cooking stove that only requires small quantities of sticks and twigs for fuel. The Minuteman Stove is easy to use, smokeless, portable, powerful, and sustainable. For the finest in survival cooking stoves and fire starters made right here in the USA, go to MinutemanStove.com. That's MinutemanStove.com.
Bags under the eyes, crow's feet, fine lines and wrinkles are things adults complain about as they age. Now, there's Instantly Ageless. It works in minutes and is great for men and women.
I've probably noticed in the past 5 years that my eyes have gained a lot of fine lines, wrinkles, my crow's feet have gotten deeper. Wow. I was hoping for 5 years, but that's like what my eyes looked like 10 years ago.
That is really cool. Wrinkle gone?
It's easy. Just put it on your finger and go.
Now I wish I had more down here because I can still see one wrinkle. It's bugging me.
I am a little bit emotional. Turning 40, I didn't think would be a big deal to me, but that looks like the me that I feel like inside instead of what I see when I look in the mirror.
Try Instantly Ageless today at GCNLife.com. That's GCNLife.com. 30-day money-back guarantee and preferred price discount at GCNLife.com. That's GCNLife.com.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists. Get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and slingbows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow. A new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
But after dinner, don't put any of those old cheap moves on me.
No.
It's different.
I have all new cheap moves.
Can't touch this. Can't touch this.
Welcome back to The Real Side with Jill Messina. I'm your guest host, Kimberly Marin. You can find us on Facebook, Twitter, YouTube, and more. Check it out at TheRealSide.com, where we also have Android and Apple apps so you can get the show on the go. Now, I'm going to continue what I was already talking about with electing Democrats and the different kinds of things that they're talking about putting into place because they want to be your bosses. So I'm just going to bring him right in. Former New Hampshire State Senator Bob Clegg, who is also a member of the board of Pro Gun New Hampshire, because he knows all about Democrats trying to push gun control, and we're going to have that chat today. Bob, thank you for calling in, and welcome to the show.
Oh, thank you for having me. It's a pleasure.
I'm sure. Oh. Now, So you've been doing this for a long time. Not that you're, you know, you're 29, but you've been doing this for a long time.
I've been doing over 20 years.
Yeah, and so you've basically seen it all. And I know ProGun New Hampshire, the great organization that you're on the board for in New Hampshire, fights obviously against gun control. But do you see it even worse coming up in this election because they think they're going to win everything?
Well, I see a whole lot of people who think that taking everybody's guns away and doing it in the sense that they're telling that I'm doing you a favor, and they're doing it with words that people don't understand. And, you know, when people say we're going to ban every semi-automatic gun out there, and then they explain a semi-automatic as a gun that after you fire a round, the next round automatically loads to the chamber. When I say to people, that's your revolver as well as the AR-15, they get upset. They say, well, that's not what they said. They're making it sound like they just want that gun over there. The reality is they want all the guns, and it makes
right.
no sense. Every place they've ever done this has meant more crime on honest people, more rapes on women who have no way of defending themselves. It's been the worst possible thing. Australia is a perfect example, and I'll tell you, I go to the UK all the time, and it's not so much fun over there either.
And the thing is, people believe them, unfortunately, and that's partially because of the media, but people believe them, and when gun control is put into places like New Jersey, California, Massachusetts, and people are left unable to defend themselves, and crimes do happen because of it, with good examples, they still don't believe them, or it's not reported. I mean, how do you get it out there to people that this is serious, and even just one small step towards gun control is just a small step because they want to keep doing more?
Well, if they take a look at California, there's a city in California now who has decided that if you have anything to do with NRA, any affiliation whatsoever, including being a member, you can no longer, well, I shouldn't say no longer, you must reveal your association with the NRA when you bid on any job or product or service for that city. They're going to make it against you. Because it's not because you've done anything wrong, but it's because they don't want anything about guns. Now, it's always the cities with the biggest amount of problems. You know, in the U.S., we had, I think it was North Carolina, a warehouse broken into and hundreds of weapons stolen. And they went right from North Carolina to Chicago. They didn't stop in between. So now Chicago is a gun-free zone.
Right.
So why is it that that's where the guns? It wasn't the good guy that was buying them. It was the bad guys.
Right.
So they can put all the laws they want. And when you look at what they're trying to do in places like New Hampshire, they're trying to convince everybody that the world would be better if none of us were armed. And in the state of New Hampshire, we all believe that an armed house is a good house. You know, when we looked at all of the legislation coming through last year and the year before, it was always an effort to take it away from the weakest, the red flag laws. They want to go after the elderly. And I always say that the best way to go after your inheritance early is to have red flag laws so that the people who don't want to work for it and wait for grandma and grandpa to die can go and have the guns taken away. And then coincidentally, 3 days later, they can have a home invasion and you can steal all of grandma and grandpa's jewelry and gold coins and anything else they might have of value so you can go buy some more opioids.
And
all of this stuff is just a beginning of a falling down of the entire nation. And you know what? Eddie Edwards says all the time, he's running for Congress, it's not about the Second Amendment. It's not about the First Amendment. It's about all the amendments. And if you start picking and choosing which ones you're going to enforce and which ones you're going to take away, you're going to end up with none.
Right. Right. And the thing is, they started putting gun control back in, I don't know, the 90s, and then that finally started reversing, and now more and more states have gone to constitutional carry because they realized, number one, the gun control didn't work. Number two, it was only hurting law-abiding citizens. And it was basically, number three, enabling criminals, which is basically what gun control is, a partnership between Democrats and criminals. And so they're reversing it, but yet Democrats are the Democrat organizations on the left, like Bloomberg's half-witted harpies of Moms Demand in every town, they spend way more money than the NRA does on elections, all of them combined. They're spending a ton of money on it, but yet somehow the NRA is the bad guy? How's that work? Do you know?
Exactly. And if you look at it, Bloomberg and Moms Demand are nothing more than the OSHA for the bad guys. They're the ones that work hard to make sure that every criminal out there, every person who wants to be a home invader, every person who wants to commit a rape, can do so without having to fear a loss of their life. So if there's no gun, they can't get shot. And then, like in England, right, you take away the knife so they can't get stabbed. It's basically a safety program for all the bad people. And it's harmful to all of the honest people. Like I said, the elderly, of course, need something. They, you know, even guys my age, I'm 64. I'm not going to beat up four guys as easily as I could when I was 24. But an equalizer always helps. People know you have a gun. They're not going to break into your house because they know they're going to get hurt. I don't care what anybody says. None of them want to be hurt. They all want to take what you have. They want to hurt you. But they want a safe area so that they don't get hurt while they do it.
Well, yeah, they're cowards. They're committing crimes against innocent people in the first place. But, yeah, they don't want to get hurt. They want to get in, get out, and do it easy without having any issues because they just want to take your stuff or hurt you. And by making it harder for law-abiding citizens to be able to protect themselves from the criminals, they basically make it easier for the criminals. But you know what? We'll be right back after this break. We'll continue this conversation because this is a huge conversation to be having for the midterm elections. And that's why everyone needs to pay attention to what Democrats are saying. We'll be right back after the break.
Do you have an American flag that was made everywhere else but America? Joe Messina here, host of the Real Side Radio Show. I'm always asking you to buy items made in America whenever you can, and I'm putting my money where my mouth is. I own and fly an American flag made by Grace Alley, and I love it. I can hardly walk by it without saluting. Let's keep the unemployment rate low and buy American. Grace Alley flags are made right here in America by American workers. These embroidered flags are made well, and you'll be proud to fly them. Stop sending your money overseas. Keep it right here in America. These flags are fully endorsed by the U.S. government for all American flag requirements. You can find them on Amazon at gracealley.com. Get one for the house, the office, well, and your bedroom. Why not? Again, you can find them at Amazon and gracealley.com. God bless you, and God bless America.
Haven't experienced yogurt until you've tried Amasi, embodying health and flavor in a true whole milk, green-fed dairy beverage. Every sip pays homage to our old-world cows and the ancient culturing methods their milk benefits from. With over 30 probiotics, Amasi's undeniably nutritious, refined, cultured sensation bolsters your health and awakens your passion for dairy. Amasi's so good, and you need to try it. Contact your Youngevity distributor or call 877-878-4203 or go to gcnteam.com.
In these uncertain times, it makes sense to have a sustainable backup method to cook food and boil water. If your current plan includes using a fuel-burning stove or cooking over an open fire, then there's a much better way. The Minuteman Rocket Stove is a biomass-burning cooking stove that only requires small quantities of sticks and twigs for fuel. The Minuteman Stove is easy to use, smokeless, portable, powerful, and sustainable. For the finest in survival cooking stoves and fire starters made right here in the USA, go to MinutemanStove.com. That's MinutemanStove.com.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
For USA Radio News, I'm Wendy King. President Trump says the Crown Prince of Saudi Arabia told him directly he had no knowledge of what went on in the Saudi consulate in Turkey 2 weeks ago when Washington Post writer Jamal Khashoggi disappeared. Republican Senator Lindsey Graham, thinks otherwise.
Nothing happens in Saudi Arabia without MBS knowing it.
Who's MBS?
He's the 33-year-old crown prince who jumped over other people. He's the son of the existing king.
The president tweeted, "Answers will be forthcoming shortly." But for now, he says, the Saudi crown prince has totally denied any knowledge of what happened inside the consulate. The president says the prince is expanding the investigation into what happened to Khashoggi. The president has criticized global condemnation of the Saudis as guilty until proven innocent. You're listening to USA Radio News.
Were you scammed into signing a timeshare contract? And did you miss the part that said you have to pay for your great idea? Not only for the rest of your life, but when you're not here anymore, you get to pass this turkey onto your family for them to pay for the rest of their lives. Thanks, Dad. Don't burden your family down the road, and don't be stuck with expensive timeshare payments forever. Get out of your bad idea timeshare contract guaranteed, or pay nothing. Call Resort Release today and learn for free how their timeshare exit team can help you legally exit your timeshare contract. They've helped thousands of people, and they're A-plus rated with a BBB. So if you feel scammed, get mad, and get out of your expensive timeshare contract right now, guaranteed. Call NOW.
800-586-7112. 800-586-7112. 800-586-7112. That's 800-586-7112.
Here's how you get him. He pulls a knife, you pull a gun. He sends one of yours to the hospital, you send one of his to the morgue. That's the Chicago way.
Welcome back to The Real Side with Joe Messina. I'm your guest host, Kimberly Marin. You can find us on Facebook, Twitter, YouTube, and more, and check us out at therealside.com, where we have a chat room with the website going on the website, so you can chat back and forth while you listen to the show, or check us out live on the Facebook feed and comment what we're talking about. I am joined by Bob Clegg, who is a board member of Pro Gun New Hampshire, and we are talking about Democrats and gun control. Now, Bob, welcome, and thank you again for coming on to the show.
It's my pleasure. Thanks for having me.
So how important, now, you know, obviously Republicans think they're going to win and Democrats think there's just going to be this huge blue wave, tsunami, whatever. How important is it that we make sure that Democrats don't gain control, whether it be by in the state or federal level, based just alone on Second Amendment rights?
Well, we see secret audio from Veritas the other day showing a female senator who says, look, you know, I've always been for gun control. I've always been for taking this away and that away. And if we have more Democrats, we'll force them. We'll have 60 votes in the Senate. We'll do this. Their only theme is to disarm the American population. They're not doing so well.
That was Claire McGaskill.
The criminal.
Yep.
Right, but they're doing a terrible job disarming the bad guys. So
yep.
They think that they fix everything by disarming the good guys. Sure, the only thing they do is they take our stuff quicker, more of our side, more of the good people, the honest working families get harmed. But you know, I watch people like that, and I watch them vie for votes by saying, we're going to disarm everybody, it's going to keep you safer. It doesn't.
Right.
It's not going to. But they play all of the people who have a fear. Now, I understand some people actually fear guns, and I always suggest that if you're afraid of it, don't have one, because then somebody takes it away from you and uses it against you.
Right.
But that's not most people. Most people go for training. Women's Defense League in the state of New Hampshire fills their classes every single time. I bet if they had one every other day, it would be full of women who want to know how to protect themselves. They no longer want to be that target, that
right.
unarmed person. They want to be ready. And then we have all these women who call them names saying, oh, you shouldn't have that. You should be without. Well, you know, right. The biggest problem I have is everybody who's telling females today to be unarmed seem to have armed bodyguards protecting them. So,
well,
yeah,
that,
okay.
Yeah.
They're unarmed.
Well, that was...
But, go ahead.
Well, I was going to say Michael Bloomberg, godfather of gun control, was in New Hampshire on Saturday pushing gun control, of course. Meanwhile, he's a multi-billionaire who has armed guards for his family. And, you know, your regular average American, the 99% of America, can't afford to have armed guards for their family to protect them just in case.
Right. And you know, I'm getting tired of candy asses like him actually coming to tell me how to live. He's a billionaire. He doesn't have to go to work every day. He doesn't have to work in the trenches. He's not working outside in the rain or when it's snowing or when it's 30 below or 110. He has no clue what it's like to be me or you or anybody else. He just knows that he's rich. Somebody dresses him in the morning, probably bathes him, wipes his butt. You know, he has no idea what it's like to be a real human. But he wants to tell all of us how to live. He looks at us like people who are going to take care of, I need a gardener, so I want you. And that's my opinion of all of him. Him, Soros, they have no love for any of us. They just want more of us to help make them more money.
Right. And of course, they spend a lot of money to buy elections for Democrats because those are the pawns who will actually put their draconian laws into place, whether it be the state legislature or in D.C.
Did you ever look at Mom's Demand when Bloomberg shows up? They look at him like he's some teen idol because of his money. I mean, they look at him like, oh, my God, he's a girl. Look at that. It's sickening. Absolutely sickening. They have no idea what it is he stands for. They just know it's cool amongst them, you know, their whatever group it is they belong to. They think that's cool. It's not. And yet they're teaching others bad things.
Right. Well, that's because they're not a grassroots organization. They tried to lie when that hack Shannon Watts first came out. I'm a grassroots mom who's just afraid of guns. It was all crap. She was getting paid to do it, and a lot of them are getting paid. I mean, Michael Bloomberg had 11 lobbyists just in the tiny, teeny, tiny little state of New Hampshire a couple of years ago. Now he has 6, but he had 11 in our tiny state. Mind you, they still lost handily, but that just shows it's all, you know, it's all about money and buying people into office and buying legislation as opposed to actually being grassroots for the people. And that's what Democrats are against, the actual people.
You know, it's just as you said, they try to buy lobbyists. You know, they were fighting against my legal firm, my lobbying firm. And they can't win. And people keep saying, how is it you beat all of those highly paid lobby firms? We tell the truth. We don't lie.
Right.
Bloomberg's full of lies. We don't lie. And then you have the rich guy from California with Marcy's Law. Take a good look at what Marcy's Law does. Marcy's Law is designed to create so many victims, and in it, it says that once you have these victims, they have a right to feel safe, so you could then take sections of the country and ban guns. And,
right.
And although it's a violation of your Second Amendment, in Marcy's Law, what you have, this is Dr. Henry T. Nicholson, what you have is an immunity that would be constitutional when Marcy's Law passes, constitutional immunity to your government when they violate your Second Amendment rights by taking your guns away without just cause. It's just another billionaire trying to buy more slaves. That's all it is.
Yeah, and the problem is they, like you said, they lie. Every single thing they say is a lie. And,
yes.
But the problem is because the media pushes the same lies, people believe it. Because people don't know. If you know what? It's understandable. If you've never touched a firearm or taken a class or learned about firearms, you don't know the truth. So you tend to believe the mainstream media because you expect them to be honest and journalists and tell the truth, except they're not. That's one of the problems, is they're lying. Yeah, and it,
well,
they only print
the words of the guy who's buying the most advertisement. You know, when I grew up, we were taught that a gun was a dangerous thing. And I was taught by my dad that the .22, if you shot something, be prepared to eat it. I did the same thing with my kids. My kids started shooting at the Fishing Game Club in Hudson, New Hampshire. On Sundays, we would go for breakfast, and we would go to the indoor range, and they learned the proper use of a firearm. 4, 5, 6 years old. To this day, my daughter, who's a teacher, is a phenomenal shot, and so is my son.
Right.
But none of them have ever done anything wrong. They've never touched a gun that they shouldn't touch. They know the proper way to touch one when they can touch it. But we have stopped teaching them that. When I went to high school, it was nothing to go to school after you went bird hunting for the morning. And if you had a new shotgun, which really was never new, it was okay to bring it in and show it to the teacher. Nobody screamed and hollered and ran to jump underneath their desks.
Right.
You know, this whole hysteria that they've created, you know, it was all part of the way we lived. And everybody was taught the proper way to actually use and handle a gun. Today, we teach kids that they're bad. Be afraid of them. When you find one, pick it up and run with it and give it to somebody. I mean, all the wrong things.
Yeah.
They do it on purpose, just like when they tell them don't stand and salute the flag. There is a group in this country that want to see this country go down the tubes. Listen, in my opinion, the last president did all he could to destroy the United States. And when he ran for president, he said he wanted to be president of the 57 states. That's not us. That's Islam.
Right.
And he did everything to stop the guns. Lucky for us, the more he tried to end gun ownership, the more people wanted it. I remember watching the lines going into the gun shows, and there were Democrats who said, I need to get one before Obama wins.
So on that note, we will be right back after this break. Don't go away. We'll continue this conversation and how important it is for the upcoming elections. We'll be right back.
What if Extendivite really works, but you find that hard to believe and you spend precious time looking for someone to say, just try it? I have my help today because of Extendivite, and if I did not take a leap of faith and try it, well, I would be on disability today. Take one bottle of Extendivite as suggested for 60 days to find out for yourself. No need to stop any other meds you may be on. You know by now that they are not working for you. Before the 60 days are up, I know that you will feel Extendivite working for you and will want to take another bottle. Life is too short. Get your Extendivite today. Extendivite is available in capsule or liquid form for just $69.95 for a 2-month supply. To get started, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
If you owe any money to the IRS, you need to call this toll-free number right now, 800-511-2084. That's 800-511-2084. Uncle Sam has the power to make your life miserable. You could stop the collection process right now by calling 800-511-2084. That's 800-511-2084. When you call the Tax Support Group, you'll get free information on how you can reduce your back taxes, including penalties and interest. You could also be helped if you have unfiled returns, a tax lien, wage garnishment, bank levy, or if you have entered into a payment plan and can't make the payments. Stop Uncle Sam right now. Make the free call that could help you end the worry today. 800-511-2084. That's 800-511-2084. 800-511-2084. 800-511-2084.
Individuals and businesses with tax problems, listen carefully. Do you feel like you're losing control over your finances? If you owe over $10,000 in back taxes or have unfiled tax returns, we can help you take back control. The IRS is the largest and most aggressive collection agency in the world, and they can seize your bank account, garnish your paycheck, close your business, and file criminal charges. Take control of your tax problems now by calling the experts at Tax Mediation Services and take advantage of the Fresh Start program and new laws that may allow us to negotiate a settlement for the lowest amount possible. Our team of tax attorneys and enrolled agents can stop collections and get you protected so you can take control of your financial future. Tax Mediation Services is accredited by the Better Business Bureau. Call now for a free case review and a price protection guaranteed quote.
Call Tax Mediation Services now at 800-318-1251. That's 800-318-1251. 800-318-1251.
Bags under the eyes, crow's feet, fine lines and wrinkles are things adults complain about as they age. Now there's Instantly Ageless. It works in minutes and is great for men and women. Here's a clip from the Rachel Ray Show testing the results of Instantly Ageless.
Board certified dermatologist Dr. Whitney Bowe.
If you're looking to try to turn back the clock on a budget, you know, in the privacy of your own home, but actually there's some recent technologies emerging, almost like changes the behavior of the skin while it sits on the skin.
She went off to try a product called Instantly Ageless.
Yeah.
Instantly, you could see a difference. Even the cameraman were like, wow, look at the difference.
Yeah.
I mean, but I would definitely use this product.
This product, within minutes of applying it, it was actually a very dramatic rejuvenation.
Try Instantly Ageless today at GCNLife.com. That's GCNLife.com. 30-day money-back guarantee and preferred price discount at GCNLife.com. That's GCNLife.com.
How well and how fast does Heart and Body Extract work to improve blood circulation? Listen.
My name is Ellis, and I'm 66 years old, and I live in Jacksonville, Florida. 2 years ago, I was diagnosed as having clogged arteries. I had 70% blockage in one artery leading to my heart. They wanted me to go on Plavix, but I refused, knowing the negative side effects.
Heart and Body Extract is a unique balance, synergy, and proportion of herbs reaching from head to toe at maximum absorption around 95% at the cellular level.
Within the first month, I felt a dramatic difference. The heaviness in my legs was reduced, and within 2 months, I felt completely normal.
Your natural organic herbal formula for heart health is Heart and Body Extract. Heart and Body Extract comes with a 100% ironclad money-back guarantee. Details at hbextract.com or call 866-295-5305 for Heart and Body Extract. Call 866-295-5305. 866-295-5305 for Heart and Body Extract.
Welcome, swingers. Pull up a groove and get fabulous.
I can't watch this because it's creepy and wrong and sick. However, I will watch out of curiosity.
The Real Side. Now, Joe Messina.
With Joe Messina. I'm your guest host, Kimberly Marin. You can find us on Facebook, Twitter, YouTube, and more. And you can check us out at therealside.com, where we also have Android and Apple apps so you can get the show on the go. I'm just going to jump right back into it with ProGun New Hampshire's Bob Clegg, who is also a former New Hampshire senator. And we're talking about gun control and the importance it will play if Democrats are elected in the midterms. Hint, hint, folks, get out and vote red. Now, Bob, seriously, how, I know everybody's talking about a blue wave, red wave, back and forth, but how important do you think this, at least, will play a role in voting for this, for the midterms?
I think it plays a big role. I think that people are finally seeing that if we don't get involved in government, we're not going to be part of government. We're going to be the servants to government. And the Second Amendment was one of the reasons why so many people came out to vote in the last election. They're tired of politicians coming out saying it's time to remove this amendment, that amendment. Because, you know, once you lose the Second Amendment, you'll lose the First Amendment. And, it just flows. And I think people are fed up. I think most of the time what you see is hardworking family members out there trying to make a living, trying to do better for their children than they have, and that's always been our goal in the United States, is the next generation is supposed to be better than the previous generation. And all of a sudden they see what politicians have done, and they say enough. We elected Trump for a reason. It wasn't because it was Donald Trump. It was because Donald Trump said it's time to stop the politicians from lying. They tell us what they're going to do and never do it. And whether you like Donald Trump or you don't like Donald Trump, you have to admit, he's fulfilled every promise he's made so far. He hasn't balked at all. He's out there doing it. And I think now what people are saying is, I don't want to lose my Second Amendment. I don't want to be defenseless. I want to be able to take care of my family. So they're going to go out. They're going to vote. And they're not going to put up with the BS of, well, if you're affiliated with NRA, you must be a bad person. Really? Right. But you're not a bad person if you're okay with abortion. So
right.
I don't think they're going to win.
Especially with nitwits like David Hogg running around saying the NRA is evil and bad, and everybody who watches that, you know, who was part of the NRA is evil and bad. I'm not quite sure how that wins people over. I remember when they had the big gun control march, I asked a question that went viral on Twitter. I said, what gun control would have stopped Park, I don't know if it was Parkland or something else, and no one could answer it except for that they wanted to ban firearms. That was their big thing.
You know, we have plenty of laws on the books to stop people who shouldn't have guns from getting them, but it's law enforcement themselves. In the state of New Hampshire, for instance, we had somebody who we all knew, law enforcement had it. We have a system called J1. We know that this one kid had assaulted his father. He had problems with schizophrenia. He was definitely, by all rights, a prohibited person, both federally and statewide. He went to buy a gun. They said, well, you haven't cleared because New Hampshire has a gun line. For some reason you haven't cleared, you'll have to come back. He waited 13 days, went back 13 days later and said, am I cleared? And they said, well, they didn't say no, so they sold him the gun. They had no idea that he had a problem, but the gun line did because they had all the information.
Right.
What happens is the kid goes back to the city of Manchester, is scared when a couple of cops want to talk to him, and fires at them. Now, those two cops could have lost their lives. They got hurt, and you know, they suffer. But the problem wasn't that there wasn't a law, because there was. It wasn't mm-hmm. that somebody sold him a gun that shouldn't, because he followed all the procedures, and the law says if they don't say no within 7 days, you can sell it to them. 13 days later, they hadn't said no.
Right.
So, but then somebody says, oh, we need to ban all guns. How's that going to help? If we follow the laws we have today, we're fine.
And that's one of the problems that, and people do bring that up, you know, follow the laws that we already have in place. And that happens so often where the laws aren't followed by the people who are supposed to enforce the laws. How is it that law-abiding people should get blamed for that? You know, by putting more laws into place that either law enforcement isn't going to follow, or they're going to follow and it's going to be law-abiding citizens who end up being criminals because the laws are draconian and ridiculous.
And you know, they say, oh, the gun show loophole. Well, I was at a gun show a few weeks ago, and I made it a point to go to talk to different dealers to see if I could buy a gun. And I said, I don't have to go through the check, right? And they all laughed and said, where are you from? Nobody was selling anybody a gun without a background check. Now,
of course not.
In New Hampshire, you can sell somebody without a background check if that person is known to you.
Right.
And the thing of it is if you sell it to somebody without doing the background check and that person uses it for illegal purposes, you actually bear the responsibility. So in other words, if you sell to a prohibited person and they do something wrong, you share in the consequences. So So right. Why would anybody do that? I mean, everything's right. There. Everything's set. But, you know, it's just like I can't stop somebody from driving a car through a crowd. Do we ban automobiles? I know it's a facetious way of saying it, but we've seen what automobiles do when people want to drive them through a crowd.
Oh, come on. You know what? Come on. You know that if we banned all automobiles, there would not be any more drunk drivers. We should just blame all sober drivers for the drunk drivers and make them suffer because of the actions of a small minority in the country. Right?
But isn't that exactly what we do? Because some guy did something to a woman, and now all men are bad? And
yep.
If somebody accuses you of something, you're automatically guilty? I mean, aren't we doing that? Do people not see the problem with where we're going? Can you imagine me walking up and saying, Kimberly's a bad person, she touched me, I want her arrested? Not only would you be insulted that I would even think that you would touch me, but now you have to go find a lawyer to defend yourself. Like that lady
right.
in New York City where the kid backpack brushed up against her. I mean, please, you know, where are we going?
It's just getting worse and worse, and they're doing... Democrats, the left, are doing anything possible to make it worse. They're not trying to make it better. They are making it worse, and part of gun control is to continue to make it worse. I mean, we know story after story of people who were waiting for permission, quote unquote, from the government to protect themselves with a firearm, and they were killed in the meantime. These are women I'm
right.
talking about.
Yep.
And that's how is that protecting women's rights, like Democrats say they're for? How is that women's choice to protect themselves or not, which Democrats say they're for? So
there shouldn't have been a waiting period for them. They should have
right.
been able to protect
and that's what
themselves.
They wanna...
New Jersey doesn't allow it.
Yeah, exactly. That was a case in New Jersey, Carol Bone. But there's... They want to do a waiting period across the country. They want to ban all semi-automatic rifles. I mean, I was teaching women how to shoot semi-automatic rifles this weekend. Some who have never seen them, and I explained to them the difference. I showed them a wooden rifle. It was the exact works the exact same way as the black scary rifle, quote unquote, and they couldn't understand why one would be banned and not the other. Education
right.
is super important when it comes to firearms, and teaching people the truth and showing them how these things work is really important. It's not just about your Second Amendment rights.
It's not, but the problem is that if they win and you can't have a semi-automatic anything, that means every firearm you have can only shoot one shot, and then you have to reload it manually. So you're a female, three guys are coming at you, you can't get all three with one shot, and I'll guarantee you're not reloading fast enough to get the second one.
Right.
So it doesn't make any sense. What makes sense is to go after the criminals. Why is it
right.
that Chicago has more deaths in a weekend than we have in Afghanistan? Okay, it's
right.
not about the guns, because I'll tell you what, in Afghanistan our guys have automatics, fully automatics.
Right.
And yet, again, in Chicago, they kill it. Every city that bans firearms, that's a no-gun zone, is the worst place in the world to be, because that's where you're most likely to get shot.
Right.
Doesn't happen
or
in New Hampshire because we have guns.
Right, or you have a crime committed against you because they know you're not able to protect yourself with a firearm.
Right. Like I said, the older you get and the weaker you are, the more likely you need something to equalize you. It doesn't mean you have to shoot everybody. You know, I've had a gun my whole life, and I've never used it to shoot anybody.
Right.
It doesn't mean I won't if I have to, but I'm saying I never had to. I have a reputation on my road. They don't break into my house. Because the kids say he's got guns.
Thank you, Bob, so much for joining me tonight and talking about this issue that's super important in the upcoming election. We will be here on the other side, and our guests will be Alicia Xanthopoulos. We're going to talk some more about the elections. We'll be right back. Go to the website and check out the stations and times. Don't go away.